They're perishing now, they're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It's a real pleasure to bring to the listeners of this radio station a gospel message from the Word of God. There are some people who think that the Bible is for aged people, or perhaps for children who love to hear Bible stories. Well, this is all true. It is. But it's for more than that. Let me tell you something. The Bible is designed to fit into the life of every individual. This is regardless of whether you're young or old. If you leave it out and the truth which it teaches, you may be sure you're going to miss the best things in life and the peace and happiness of the life hereafter. Do you know the best time for a person to become established in the right way of living? Let me read it to you from Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Notice that it said, in the days of thy youth. It did not say for you to wait until you were 60 years old to begin remembering your Creator, but it said, in the days of thy youth. Now, if you want to grow to be an aged man or woman who loves the Lord with a likable personality and characteristics which people like to be around, then the time to start is in the days of your youth, not after you've grown old and hardened in sin. And with that scripture, here's another one which is speaking to young people, beginning with Titus 2:6. It says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Friends, let me point out that the young people of today have many problems and temptations which our fathers never had to face. Listen, as Patsy reads to you this letter from a young man living in India, perhaps the report of how he overcame his temptations will be a help to others.
Dear Brother Willie Murphy and the rest of the family, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Good Shepherd. Firstly, I request you to be kind enough to excuse me for my long silence. I think you can understand me. I am the son of Brother C. M. Varghese, South India. I could not write to you for a long time because I was busy with my education. But now I've finished with my education successfully by the measureless grace of God, and I am quite free now to do gospel work, which, I think, is the happiest and most powerful work. Dear brother, from my experience as a college student, I understand that college life is a period of temptation for those who want to lead a holy life. With great regret, I say that it is during this period that most of the young men are misled and distracted. But by my dear God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, helped me very much to win over these temptations of Satan. I really thank God, for he heard my prayers and poured showers of blessings on me many times. My fellow students used to tell me that to see film shows is an indispensable factor for a college student. They persuaded and compelled me many times for that. But by God's grace, I have not seen ever a single film show yet in my life. But it does not mean that the mere fact of not seeing film shows alone will make a person's life holy. But the question is, how can I show my gratitude to God in return? It will be better for me if I can win over even a single soul which is in the darkness of sin to place before God. Yes, if God allows, I shall try my best to fulfill that aim during the rest of my life. I pray to God to give me a heart to cry for many young people of South India who are in the darkness of sin, as the prophet Jeremiah cried for the men of Israel. I pray for you and all the members of your family, and also for your broadcast. May God bless your useful and valuable works there. Please pray for me also. I request you to continue to send the mission trail to me and also to my father during this year also. With best wishes, yours in him, John Varghese, C.
Thank you, John, for that encouraging letter from South India. It is our sincere wish and hope that God may use you for great influence among the young people of India. We know that it is possible for young people to be sober-minded and to live a godly life. And now, friends, I want you to listen to the words of a quotation which were written about 80 years ago and were included in an introduction to a Bible story book. The writer is speaking of the temptations of the youth. Here they are, I quote, "What a battle they have to do right when there are so many influences combining to make them do wrong. It may be almost impossible to take a castle by straightforward siege, but suppose in the night there's a traitor within, and he goes down and draws the bolt and swings open the great door, and then the castle falls immediately. That is the trouble with the hearts of the young. They have foes without and foes within. There are a great many who try to make our young people believe it is a sign of weakness to be pure. The man will toss his head and take dramatic attitudes and tell of his own indiscretions and ask the young man if he would not like to do the same. And they call him verdant, and they say he is green and unsophisticated, and wonder how he can bear the puritanical straitjacket. They tell him he ought to break from his mother's apron strings, and they say, 'I will show you all about town. Come with us. You ought to see the world. It won't hurt you. Do as you please, but it will be the making of you.' And after a while, the young man says, 'I don't want to be odd, nor can I afford to sacrifice these friends, and I'll go and see for myself.' From the gates of hell there goes a shout of victory. Farewell to all innocence. Farewell to all early restraints favorable to that innocence, which once gone never comes back. I heard one of the best men I ever knew, 75 years of age, say, 'Sir, God has forgiven me all the sins of my lifetime. I know that. But there's one sin I committed at 20 years of age that I will never forgive myself for. It sometimes comes over me overwhelmingly, and it absolutely blots out my hope of heaven. Young man, hear it. How many traps there are set for young people.'" End of quote. Now, friends, those words were written something like 80 years ago. If it is true in those days, and was true in those days, that many temptations awaited the young people, how much more is it true today? And please don't forget the scripture found in Galatians 6:7, which says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Here's a poem which says, "Trust in God and do the right. Courage, brother, do not stumble. Though thy path be dark as night, there's a star to guide the humble. Trust in God and do the right. Though the road be long and dreary, and the goal be out of sight, footed bravely, strong or weary, trust in God and do the right. Perish policy and cunning, perish all that fears the light, whether losing, whether winning, trust in God and do the right. Fly all forms of guilty passion, friends can look like angels bright, heed no custom, school, or fashion, trust in God and do the right. Some will hate thee, some will love thee, some will flatter, some will slight. Cease from man and look above thee, trust in God and do the right. Simple rule and surest guiding, inward peace and shining light, star upon our path abiding, trust in God and do the right." Let us pray. Our Father, we're sure that there are young people today faced with problems which they seem unable to surmount. We pray that you would help these young people to find the strength they are looking for in Christ, and that you would make them overcomers through the blood of the Lamb. Bless each one who hears the broadcast today and strengthen them to be good soldiers of the cross. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our song now for today, "I Met the Master." The singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver. And let me extend to those of you in the Shreveport, Louisiana area who are listening over KCIJ a very special invitation to attend services today at 7106 Southern Avenue. The Church of God Chapel is located there in Cedar Grove, 7106 Southern Avenue. The pastor is Brother C.C. Carver. Here now is a song, "I Met the Master."
Like a blind man who walks in the darkness, I have longed, I have searched for the light. Then I met the Master. Now I walk no more in the night, for all things were changed when he found me. A new day broke through all around me, for I met the Master.
Friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you today. We need your prayers and cooperation that God may make it possible for us to keep the message going forth over the air and in the mail each week. If we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.